What's up, Legal? Past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos. Happy new week. Yes, if there's any such thing, welcome to a brand new week. I hope you had a great weekend because I did. I tried to slip most of it, but certain people didn't let me. Welcome to the new week. Welcome because you survived the last week and you're into the new week. And what can we say? Yes, we're alive. All right, 9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. This is What's Up Lagos on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. We are live from Itamiang right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. My name is Mary Anna Korn, and today, from now till 12 o'clock, as I always say, it promises to be so much fun, so much entertainment, great conversations. We're going to try as much as possible to ease all the wahala, the doubts, the strain, the stress that comes with a new week. And maybe the ones that you carried on from last week. Don't worry, we're here to, you know, ease. Pour like ice water over that, you know, heated situation in your life. How about that? As usual, our first segment, we start off the show actually with our sound off. We sound off on social, political, economic, and sometimes political issues. Yes, we're trying to say things that you already say, but in the best possible way. We sound off on those issues, and then later on, because it's Monday, we're musing from now till 11:30, and at 11:30 we're going to have Power Solutions at that hour. But in the meantime, let's get the show on the road. Are you ready? Yes, it's enough politics, enough of all of those things. Let's just rock and roll. Kick back, relax for the next 1.5 hours. And then, of course, you can get back into serious, very serious conversations. Once again, good morning. Welcome to the show.
This is What's Up Lagos? Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. Today I want to sound off on those people who go to moneylenders to take money, especially from some of these apps that allow you to take monies without, you know, any collateral. I want to sound off on you because I am sick and tired of random people calling and saying, oh, this, do you know this person? This person took money from us and I don't know the person. I have no idea who the person is. But I want to sound off on people who go and take those monies without any plan of returning those monies. You're despicable. You're embarrassing. You have no shame whatsoever. Yes, people need to, you know, I know that people borrow monies for one thing or the other, but why do you borrow with the intention of not wanting to pay back? So much so that these guys have now devised a means of not just cold calling random people. They're now having to send, you know, bouncers or whatever they call them, security men, to just look for you, pick you up, and then ruffle you up. Why don't you avoid the embarrassment? Why are you even taking the money if you don't want to pay back, if you have no plans to pay back? Because it's very easy for us to point fingers and say, oh, our politicians are corrupt. Our politicians are this. Oh, they're taking monies from public coffers. But you're doing the same thing. You're taking money that's not yours without any plans to pay back. But then you sign a waiver allowing people to access your contact list, which might have my name on it, randomly. Probably I probably met you one time, or I've done business with you or something. And then you allow my name to be in the hands of these people to call me randomly out of the blue to ask me silly questions. And I'm sure that several other people who are listening can testify to this. Why do we do that? Why do we let that happen? I really would sincerely want to know what goes on in your mind when you're asking for these monies, when you're applying for the monies. Do you think that they just want to dash you money? I'm sure there's a difference between dashing you money and you asking for a loan. A loan means that there's a time frame for you to pay back that money. What are you doing to make sure that you pay back that money? And what are you even taking the money for? Are you taking it to do some business that can give you a return so that you can pay back the money? Or you just think that this is a cash app or, you know, cash out plan for you? He says so many things about us as a people. The first time I ever, you know, saw this happen, I just saw a random text message on my phone saying, gave me the full name of the person, that this person is insincere. This person takes monies and never pays back. And I'm just wondering, who is this person? I don't know this person. Why is this message coming to my phone? And then upon it, you know, I'm investigating and asking questions. That's when I realized it was some random person who had gone to a loan shark or these loan companies and gotten money. But then they have access to their phone contacts. So they send messages randomly to different people on their contact list to urge them to pay back. But the question I always ask is, was I there? Was I part of the contract that was signed when these monies were being taken? Why do I have to? And this is detail for everybody. I'm just using myself as an example. Why do all of us who were not part of the contract signing or the agreement signing have to be bothered at night, in the day, at work? We've called calls asking us to tell our person to pay the money back. Sometimes you don't even know this person that well. It might be your colleague at work, might be somebody who just randomly has your phone number in their contact list, and boom, they're calling you and disturbing you every blessed day. Please, whoever you are, you've taken money from those people, go and find a way to pay the money back, or don't take it. If you have no plans to pay back, don't do it. And really, is it good for these guys to be picking people up and ruffling them? No, but you asked for it. Yes, we're asking the government intervenes, but then government cannot also tell you to have a good conscience. So there has to be measures put in place to deal with people who refuse to pay. So if you don't pay money, or rather you go about asking for a loan and you don't have any intentions to pay, your Waterloo is waiting just right around the corner and it might catch up with you. Remember the young boys that were trying to scam another young boy with naked pictures? They're all doing 30 years in prison. So don't ever think that you can get away with murder. No, you can't. And I'm using the word murder lightly here because, you know, what you're doing is very terrible. And then, of course, you're allowing these people to call other people, invade their privacies because you have not kept your word. So a word, like I always say, is enough for the wise. And that's Sound Off. So what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. 17 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacol. Let's go into our musings this morning and let's talk about something very fun. Yes. I want us to look at some of the crazy rules that landlords or landladies, the people who rent to us, have given. Some of the most ridiculous, outrageous rules that your landlord or your landlady has given you. Yes, we want to talk about our landlord or galandlord. And a landlord's wife. Yes. If you live in a rented apartment, you must have some rules, regulations that have been given to you. Stiff ones. Yes. And they tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yeah, there's some that are very normal because, you see, it's not your property, it's not your house. And so these people want you to follow a certain, you know, modus operandi. But we want to talk about the ridiculous ones, the crazy ones, the ones you thought were not necessary. Yes. When I was having a conversation this morning, somebody told me that the landlady had told him that you can't bring any, it's your wife or your fiance. Those are the only people that can visit you in this house. You pay the rent, you're an adult, but you're not allowed to have any other guests except your girlfriend, your fiance, or your wife. What if they're three different people? I'm just saying, but it's 20 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Let's muse this morning. What are the most ridiculous, crazy, outlandish rules that your landlord or your landlady has given to you before you even started living in the place or when you moved in? You know, sometimes some of these rules come after you've moved in and they say you can't do this, you can't. But I'm just thinking, a grown-up man who pays his rents, you know, is told that he can't have visitors in his house because, you know, the only visitors he can have is either his girlfriend, his fiance, or his wife. What if they're three different people? I'm just saying. But again, it can get worse if your landlord or your landlady lives in the same compound with you. It gets worse, right? Now, I want to hear from you, Lagos. Let's talk. What are the most crazy, ridiculous, outlandish rules and regulations that you've been given by your landlord or your landlady when you moved into your apartment or any other apartment for that matter? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. That's 99.3. Or you can send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-5975-805. Or if you're a lady, you can call us 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. We're looking at it. Outlandish. I mean, I'm still thinking. For the young man that they said, you cannot bring anybody but your girlfriend, your wife, or your fiancé. What if there are three different people? Madam landlady, what are you going to do? But anyway, we're asking you the question and we want to hear yours. I'm sure that there will be some that will crack me up. I want to laugh a little this morning. What are the craziest, outlandish, ridiculous, most ridiculous rules and regulations that have been given to you by your landlord or your landlady before you moved in or when you moved in? Because you know some people actually move in and then they now give them a long list of rules and regulations. If you must live here and have peace with me and not have any issues, especially, remember what I said, especially if your landlord or your landlady lives with you, that can be a little tricky. I mean, I know too many people's stories about their landlord or landlady, but let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning, comrade.
Good morning. The rules my landlord have given me from 2032 in Lagos was anybody who made them cut light will pay the connection. And in the about the water we go fetch, we go fetch 100 liters. We go fire. But the rules I've given my own tenant is that if they touch my cucumber or my ogo, I went to the apartment in the compound.
All right. Thank you very much, comrade. And I don't think that that's extremely ridiculous. Because if you're supposed to pay for NEPA bill, you should pay on time. Because if they cut time, now you go pay the reconnection fee. It's not outlandish. It's not ridiculous, if you ask me. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. 0700-993-993-993. But I also know how they say you live in a compound. You're not allowed to eat the fruit. If you touch it, you and the landlady, you wear one trouser. So, yes, comrade, if you're saying they shouldn't touch your ugu and your cucumber, that's fine. That's not outlandish. That's very okay. But 0700-993-993-993. We got 6 minutes before we go on a quick break to bring you some information. We're asking, what are some of the most ridiculous, outlandish rules and regulations that you get from a landlord or a landlady when you move into a compound, especially if it's rented? Or when your landlord or landlady lives in the compound, what are some of the rules that they give you? Or what are some of the things that you have to do by force because you don't want trouble?
Okay, what's up here? This person says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Marianne. The rule my landlady gave us was that we must all do a general sanitation on Sunday morning because she's a Muslim. As a sharp guy, I just leave home very early in the morning.
but you have disobeyed the rule now. Hmm. How do you leave home early? You have to do your own part of the job. So why don't you clean on Saturday? Your own bit. I'm just saying. Because if the landlady too is a sharp babe, she will come for you. Because I would want to fight you. If I don't see you, I'm sure she will be like a class teacher walking around to see who's cleaned, who has not cleaned, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Lagos, stay with us. It's gone past the 10 o'clock hour and it's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Confetta is here. we're looking at, you know, landlord and landlady wahala. I think I was just saying before we came on the mic that I don't think I want to live in the same place with my landlord or my landlady because the wahala is plenty. Mm-hmm. But then there are also people who don't have to live with landlord and landladies, but then they give you rules, regulations. So let's talk about the extremist, the most controversial, the craziest rules that a landlord or a landlady has given you when you moved into their home. Yes. What was it? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We want to hear from you. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. We have a post up there. A WhatsApp message. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines first. And then we'll come back to your WhatsApp messages. Don't forget 0809-5975-805. That's WhatsApp. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive. Good morning, Igwe.
Good morning, Peter. Mary Anne, Fino. Good morning.
Morning.
Peter will tell you what we discuss on Friday night. Mary Anne.
I will tell her.
Try and do that. The topic you raised this morning is quite a very crucial one that most people always don't have all the opportunity or time to discuss about it. Mm-hmm. I had an experience, but though I wasn't the direct person that rented the apartment, it was my elder brother Ben, when I was in the university. So I used to come on holidays. On one of the time, I think it was the first time I was visiting that particular compound. So when I came, I realized that, you know, the normal thing they do, one day off, two days on NEPA and the other. So my brother went and bought a generator that he wanted to use in that compound. Mm. The next thing the landlord told him was, nobody uses generator in his compound.
Yeah.
So how do they get, is there a general generator, the one that everybody can connect to?
There is no generator. Is that if there is... There's any generator as a central power supply. There's nothing like that. But he was told that nobody uses generator in his compound. That he doesn't want anybody, that if you use generator in that house, you have to go very close to the main road. And the main road where he cited is such a place that maybe in the midnight, NEPA resource light, you won't have all the courage to go outside by that time to go and switch off again. So what my brother did was to resell his generator. Then another one, the same compound, was that every tenant must be sweeping that compound when it gets to your turn. So my brother, as the elderly person that couldn't be sweeping, and I myself, I don't like waking up like around 5 to go and sweep, but I had no option than to. Around 5 then, I will wake up and go and sweep whenever it gets to, or it got to my brother's turn. So, from that time, I was very, very careful that by the time I will rent my own apartment, I will consider all those flashpoints that I won't really subject myself to things I won't be comfortable doing. Although where I live now, the commandment is that you don't spray clothes upstairs. You know, sometimes it even makes the building to look
but
very...
But there should be a line downstairs where everybody can...
Yes. Mm. So everybody did a line and a hanger, iron hangers. Then you don't use generators upstairs. So I don't like stressing myself in the midnight when the NEPA is off light. So if there's no light, most times I don't have the sense to come down and put it off.
All right. Thank you very much, Igwe, for calling. It's very interesting. So we'll be taking turns to sweep the compound. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's not happening. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993. You're just joining us. What's up, Lagos? We're asking, what are the most ridiculous, crazy, outlandish rules, regulations that your landlord or your landlady has given to you when you moved into an apartment or into a compound? And then the craziest ones that you had to experience one-on-one with your landlord or landlady because they live in that same compound. And how did you deal with it? Because I'm just imagining how they tell me, tomorrow you are going to sweep the compound. Where will you see me?
apart from that, what happens Why? To getting somebody to do it and then they pay?
Exactly. We can all just have one person and then...
But some house owners are very traditional like that. They believe that you have to be the one to do that. And you mentioned something about staying in a compound or in a house where the landlord or the landlady stays. What about those tenants that cozy up to the landlord and give him information or her information about you?
They'll be fine.
Sometimes they don't even tell you that their relatives stay in the compound with you. So you don't even know. Until
so
one
those
day,
are the ones that will go and
you
tell.
You find out that the owner of this house is my niece. I don't know. You don't know that. Like, okay, nice.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Vegas? Apologies. Call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up? Sorry, yo. Try calling us again. Sorry. All right. We're still taking your thoughts also. Somebody said, where's my guy, Stretch? I mean, your partner. Oh, he's my guy too. Yes. Don't worry. Stretch will be back soon. I promise you, all of you, stop worrying. Stretch is coming back. The Hague has released him. He's coming to do, I put it to you. Don't worry. This one says, I once heard from a friend that
no pounding. I've heard
no
that
pounding
before.
Of yam or the use of mortar because it would spoil the foundation.
I've heard that one.
That was completely shocking and funny. Alex from Awoya, really?
I've heard that one before.
So all the pounding that we've been pounding since we were kids, not spoil the foundation of the house.
That one, please see. That one is even truthful, telling you that the foundation of the house is not strong. What do you do next? You move out.
Then you bring it. We bring it outside to the sand now and be pounding there.
If a landlord or a landlady tells you that if you pound in their house, the foundation is that not like. Is that not a subtle way of telling that
this house is only sand they used to build it?
You're not wrong for your life.
Not even nice. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, 01465-7190. Even the ladies' line is doing ping. Sorry. Keep calling. Keep trying. You might be able to get through. 0700-993-993-993. Now, on Twitter, we are at Nigeria Info FM. We have a post up there and we want to hear from you. What is the most ridiculous thing that a landlord or a landlady has told you? It's the rule. Hello, good morning. Please turn off your radio.
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning. You have 1 minute. Quickly.
This is the only answer for the
ball. Only one.
The only one. There's no second.
Every other one is a counterfeit.
Counterfeit. Fake. You see, the place where I live now, it's like heaven on earth.
Really?
Hey, you can see me when I dey roll for bed like this. I know the members and nobody get the house.
Wow.
The woman no dey there, no dey here.
We have to go on a break.
Okay, I'll call you back.
All
so
right.
That
thank you very
story.
Much.
Okay, we want to hear the story. You like gist, Igwe? We have to go for a break when we come back. From Lafan.
Welcome. What's up, Lagos? Welcome 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Because if I hear Agege, it's bread that I want to
eat. I'm like, we're going. But you're not going to get it, baby girl.
I'm
going to get water. Okay?
I'm hungry.
Man shall not leave Agege bread alone.
It's a lie. It's a lie. You lie. my dear.
My dear.
You lie.
My dear is the only thing you don't respond to in one word of Lagos. You just say it back. My dear.
My dear.
My dear.
By the way, we're still talking about landlord, landlady, wahala, and we're saying, share with us some of the ridiculous, outlandish, craziest rules that your landlord or your landlady has given to you, and how did you respond to it? How did you deal with it? Are you still dealing with it? I mean, I'm not going to be able to get over the fact that a landlady told somebody I know, you can only be visited by your wife or your girlfriend or your fiance.
Can you imagine?
I said, what if there are three
No category for brother.
What if there are three different people? That's my one. I'm stuck on that. What if there are three different people?
That person is not alone, because Obina from Awile says the same thing. He said, my landlady said friends shouldn't... this one. Friends shouldn't come visiting. That's crazy.
Wow.
My landlord
Are we in secondary school?
My landlord has two buildings, one for tenants, the other for him and his family. If any of the tenants is owing NEPA bill, my landlord would call NEPA to come cut their wire. Mm-mm. He's the one that usually collects the bill and pay to NEPA because the account is in his name, anonymous, because he might be listening. Smart. Love that. But I know your name, sir, but I won't say it. That's great. See, I have seen landlords and landladies that give their tenants curfew in this Lagos. Knowing how crazy Lagos traffic can be, you're expecting your tenants to come home by 8 o'clock in the evening.
Because
how,
what?
Sir?
Because what?
How do I have to fly to the house or just disappear?
But I'm not a child. Neither am I in university. How do you tell me when to come home?
Even the university, sir.
I'm not your child, so you can't tell me when to come home.
And that was a thing for a very long time. My friend was like, you know what? At some point, I have to leave because I can't do this. Because sometimes you actually have the mind of even getting home by 8 or before 8. But the traffic in Lagos would not allow you. But then, when you're in traffic, you are scared of your landlord because he might not open the gate for you. It's a real thing.
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. I really want to hear it. And if you're a landlord or a landlady, let's not leave it one-sided. Tell me, why do you give these rules and regulations? It might be from experience. It might be something that... But let us understand.
No, I remember. The landlord said it's the legacy of his father.
I didn't mean to kiss my teeth, but... Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
What's up?
Charles.
What's up?
Osas. Oh, Osas. Good, okay. Good morning. Go ahead, please.
Some landlord not get joy you. My friend landlord, not me, another enter that kind of landlord. My friend landlord used to tell him that once it is past 11 weeks, I know enter open gate for him.
11.
There was a day we were in traffic, seriously, he was going to his house that day. We got home. Serious traffic, it rained, there was flood everywhere. So we got home around 1. We sat outside for almost 2 hours before that man came down.
Wow.
So the only one that has the key to the gate to.
So they don't have a security guard.
I don't think he has. He doesn't. Because we're outside for a very long time. Before he came out, if he's me, the next guy will park first.
Huh. I'm telling you, because that's embarrassing.
The landlord should call to tell us why they are doing that. Because I don't know why they are doing that.
I want the landlords to call or landladies. They need to tell us.
As far as you are paying rent, you have the legal right to legal access to the house and everything. So, then you should be deprived of the time you should call me. If I have to go to club and come by 2 a.m., don't you should question me, you know?
Right.
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 I love your job. You guys are doing fine. Hold on.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Sass. Thank you for calling. All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. At this point, because I don't want it to look like, you're attacking the landlord and the landlady. But what is, if you're a landlord or a landlady and you've given people these rules, these conditions for living within your apartment or living in your compound, what is the morale behind it? What's the idea? Why are you doing what you're doing? For example, you say don't come home when it's past 8. Okay, daddy.
Because the legacy of your father.
All right, mommy. But then you're not my mother. You're not my father. I pay you. And that means that I have access to that house as much as you do. And I can open my door and enter whenever I want. But please, landlord, landlady, explain to us why this is.
On WhatsApp, this person says, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos. My name is Oyemechi from Odunla, Ikorodu. My landlord gave me the rules in his house. I consider rule 11. Oh, that's a lot of rules. Because rule 11 is very laughable. It states that if I'm to have a visitor, I will tell him and he will tell me the number of days the person will stay. And when the person comes, you take the person to him. Hey, man, why is your eyes open like that?
Hey, what?
Good morning, Marianne. I was in an apartment with a landlord when my in-law came to stay with me as a result of her job. My landlord told me that I must not allow anyone other than my nuclear family. I had to plan my leave from the compound. Owen from Ikotun with that one. This is Johnson OKK from Ikorodu. What's up, Lagos? In the apartment I was living before, I had a shop just outside the house in the next apartment. So as a result of that, I shuttled between my house and shop frequently. And my landlady started complaining that I made use of the passage more than every other person. She said I had to limit the rate at which I passed at the passage. I could not believe my ears. I asked her what she said, but she replied nothing. And I just went my way. Okay. My landlord started the nonsense of locking the gate at 7:38 p.m. till the day I got to my gate at 8 and the gate was locked. Fine. I picked up my phone and called him and his wife to come and open the gate without saying please. Since then, he cautioned himself.
It's crazy. These things happen.
They actually do happen.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Hello, my name is Fatima.
Okay, go ahead, please.
My landlord no big joy. My landlord for Lagos no big joy at all. From our own party, like in the condo town. If he make call in the compound is a problem.
Sorry, can you say that again?
You can't take a call. Sorry, what is... Wait, come on.
What did you say? Please say it again.
If you are making call in the compound, you are disturbing him. You cannot even get in your room. And you say you are disturbing them, honestly.
I don't understand. Maybe some people should just not be landlords, because you see, that's the thing. You remember I said the one that's worse is the one that the landlord lives in the compound with you, or the landlady lives in the compound with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing music, it's too loud. You're, like this guy said, you make a call, you say you're disturbing them. What do you do then?
No, you can play music too loud and it's not okay.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just even saying that... Why do you even have to give people your house now? Kuku, live there alone and have peace. It's not better.
Abby. Now, let me read this one on WhatsApp. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? This is Daniel from Ikoyi. I remember this particular landlord I once lived in his house. If there's a location of electricity, he's going to pump the water for everyone in the compound to make use of. But if there isn't a location of electricity for like 4 days or so, which brings water shortage, he will buy fuel and pump water and ask the tenants to pay 10 naira per bucket before we can fetch water. I don't know this his reason, but according to him, he said it's because we will value resources. Heard he does that hitherto. He's popularly called Baba Olumi.
It is well, so to be.
Yeah, we're just waiting for a landlord or landlady to tell us.
I want to hear from the landlord and the landladies. Tell us, what is it? Could these tenants also be crazy? Because, you know, sometimes it's the craziness of the tenants that, because, you know, makes you, you know, sometimes go to the extreme.
There has to be an explanation.
Yes, 0700-993-993. If you're a man, if you're a lady, call 01465190. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
I call back. Easy, call back. The only issue of the Bolulan. You see, eh? The only thing where my landlord, the one landlady, not the authority, is when you leave the grass to grow and cover the building.
Okay.
Once you weed the grass, you are free to do every other thing you can do as a. And they don't even want to live with you. You live separately, and they only come and call you when you need your money. You call Eze, you. And
I'm so sorry. We have to go for a news break. I'm so sorry again. We're doing it to you. We're so sorry. Thank you very much for calling. But we got to go, Lagos. It's the next the news at the top of the hour. And right after that, we'll be bringing you more on this conversation. Stay with us. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria in for 4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We're on the home stretch of the show. Don't forget, at 11:30, Power Solutions will come your way. In the meantime, I'm Mary Anna Cole. She's Feta. We're still talking about landlords and landladies and the craziest rules and regulations that they give to their tenants. We're also asking, why do landlords do this? If you're a landlord or a landlady, let us know exactly why you've taken this or towed this line.
All right, let's go to WhatsApp. This person says, any house where landlord day, rules and regulations go plenty. Everyone from Suleri. And she says, he says, and landlord no they pay NEPA bill. Okay. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? My landlord said, I can't bring my sister to stay in the apartment I rented with my Monio, that is a private apartment. Imagine, I should be cleaning the kitchen for her every Saturday. Meanwhile, I don't cook in the kitchen. My landlord cut my light and gave me eviction notice because I don't talk to him or greet him whenever I return from work or trips. I think the best house to live in is where the owner is not living with the tenants. Me from Abulegba with that one. Anonymous continues. He says there's also the rules of not using house appliances like refrigerator, blender, electric cooker, etc. My neighbor had to sell off her home appliances because of that. I guess the rules changed before I came in. Oh, okay. Good morning, Anonymous. I'm a landlord, he says. What about a situation where your tenant came with that two people will be renting your two-bedroom apartment? Now they are five. Are they constituting nuisance? I mean, you need to also talk about that one. I live in a gatehouse when people knock at the gate. Okay, I live in a gatehouse. When people knock at the gate, my landlord always expects my family to go and open the gate since we both live in the same compound. The day I told him that you can't expect me to go and check the gate at all times. In fact, you own a grocery store in front of the house. Get a maid to stay there 24/7 because most people knocking at the gate are your customers. So stop disturbing me for gate opening. And my visitors will call me when they get to the gate. Since that day, we both respect ourselves. The only person I can open for is the cleaners, and that's when I'm around.
Now, wah.
It is a wah.
Mm. Let's go to the phone lines. Nasi we Musa Negusi for gate. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993.
But there's this one. We asked landlords to send messages and call.
Yes,
and the landlord says, okay, you bring two people come to rent a house and then the next thing you're seeing five of them. There has to be a conversation about that, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, what's happening? Who are these people? Because in Lagos, one of the things that you cannot avoid is you rent an apartment, people will come and stay with you. People need accommodation in this Lagos. You never can tell if these two people are just helping their friends or their families. And there has to be a boundary. You have to talk. You have the conversation.
Yeah. See, the truth is, it's your house. And if the landlord lives in the compound, that's when they're concerned that, oh, who are these other people?
Yes, of course.
So, yes, I can have my sister come into town. You don't expect me to go and pay for a hotel for my sister because I have a house and that's... Tradition allows for my sister to come live with me or visit me.
And then again, I think the worry
I will
of
let
the landlord,
you know as a landlord. Yeah. My sister is coming to stay with me.
Sure.
Just so you know, this is how she looks. But I mean, I understand when they mean not just random people because you see, for example, if you live in an estate and it's a gated family estate and then you bring some Yahoo boy or you come as Feta to take the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then before we know it, some Yahoo boy is living there. He's driving his car, blaring his music very loud. Then the next thing, they're smoking loud outside.
That's why I asked.
And
but
all
when,
of
when
those
I saw
things.
That
so you need
I was
to
like,
be careful.
The first question I asked was, are they constituting nuisance? Because if they are, that's something to worry about, really worry about. And then, of course, that conversation has to be held where you need to ask questions and then know exactly what's happening because you might be thinking it's in the area of fraud. This person has defrauded me. But it could just be... something different, you know. So, Mr. Landlord, maybe you should have the conversation with your tenant and know exactly what's happening because I'm sure they don't
mean
any harm.
It's very important. All right, let's go to the phone line again. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? What's happening to all the calls that are coming in?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the lines. Okay. This person says, I might have to make a case for some landlords who don't allow tenants beyond a particular time. There is a time when armed robbers trail people to compound and follow you to rob the rest of the compound. So I can make a case for such landlords. But the thing is, well, I'm trying not to be insensitive, but I mean... Do we really plan these things?
You don't. That's
we
what
don't,
I'm
we
saying.
Don't plan it, though.
Between a rock and a hard place and you have to make a decision. The landlords and landladies need to also know that you're human. But I also, like I said, I understand where the landlord is coming from.
So it's 8 o'clock now safe for Amorous to not come to your house. There's no time that is safe now, really.
That person is a landlord. That person that sent that message. You're a landlord. You're trying to make a case for yourself. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Church to life.
Good morning, Fata.
Good morning to you.
I was actually thinking that it won't go.
Went through, thank God.
See what the Lord has
this
done.
This is my first time of calling them.
It's because of you I came
to welcome, you're welcome. Just look to the right. You see a nice sister with a red dress. She will give you pop pop and water.
Red?
And thank you for coming. Go ahead.
I feel like popping champagne for you.
Miriam,
my own landlord, they have a family, people like up to three in my floor, right? They don't pay NEPA bill, and they don't pay for toilet evacuation.
Wow.
Now, if your roof is faulty, like it happened to me, there was a rain, so something fell on my roof. It started leaking. I contacted the landlord that Baba, see what's happening. He said he doesn't have money to fix it. I said, okay, let me fix it, then maybe later we'll discuss it over rental payment. He said, okay, I should go ahead and do it. After I did it, the man told me that he been at me the leave for the house, so he don't know how I won't come do that one. The house is bad. They don't repair house. They don't fix anything at all. They only know they have tenants once it's due for them to collect their rent. That's what I'm facing.
Well,
like, it's so annoying.
It's crazy. I totally get where you're coming from. Thank you very much. You know that there are people that move into houses, and I think I've had that conversation with Olamide before. You move into a house and you know, because this is who you are, you want to make sure that everything is, you know, fixed properly. And then you say, well, I want to, you know, screed the walls, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to make sure that everything is, I want to change the WCs and even, you know, the bathtub because it's rusty. And of course, you tell the landlord, this will be taken out of my rent. And he says, yes, go ahead and do it. I always tell people, make sure you get it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the landlord will say, go ahead and do it. When it's time to collect rent, say, please pay me my complete rent. Are you not doing it for yourself? Are you not the one living in the house? Excuse me?
There's a question. There's always been that question of who's supposed to fix things mm-hmm. in the house that you're staying.
I think subject to agreement.
When things like this happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who wins that. Who takes the responsibility of doing that, Marianne?
That's what I'm saying. It's subject to agreement, depending on the agreement that you signed before you go, you know, became a tenant. And sometimes it's not in the agreement, so you make sure that you have it in, you know, in writing. Mm-hmm. So that way, if you need to make a case for it, then you produce it.
Mm-hmm. Possible.
Exactly. So that when you want to make a case, you can say, Ogala Lord, you said I should do this on so day. You agreed to me doing this. Here's the write-up. Here's your signature. If not, half the time, you're just going to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
But Lagos, that's it on this side of the show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about skincare. You know, moisturize.
Solving your skin problems.
Yes, but don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. Or better still, you could just look for me on LinkedIn or wherever, Marianne Duke Cone. Feta is still here. We're not going anywhere. We're still here. All of us, we're here. Baby, drop the instrumental. I see for you to be.